This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Continuing on time travel with Jan Harzam. So this is, of course, forms the basis of those DC comic shows, The Flash and Legends of Tomorrow, where they go back in time and they do something. And that changes everything. So that's always the danger here. Or is it a self-fulfilling prophecy that when you go back in time and change something, that's because you were supposed to do that?
It brings up a very fascinating, quite a good question. I mean, who knows what the answer is, but physicists will tell you that time doesn't really exist. I mean, our concept of time, which is a very linear progression, just doesn't exist. Also, time can loop on itself. So this is something that, frankly, makes my head hurt to think about. But essentially, yeah, you can go forward and backwards in time. Remote viewing, in some sense, is going forward in time, right? Because you're able to see events and talk about them that haven't happened yet.
Here's a very crazy theory, you know. Throw it out there for no reason other than it's crazy. And that is, maybe time manipulation is going on all the time, but we all have slightly different senses of reality and memories. So I may remember something one way, and somebody next to me remembers it totally different. And you sit there and argue, well, no, you're wrong. This is what happened. No, this is what happened. And maybe that's the problem. Because of the manipulation of the timeline, we do have separate memories of things.
Yeah, and that's another possibility, is that there are multiple timelines. So going back to your original hypothesis of what happens if you go back and change something, maybe all you do is you start a different timeline. Maybe the one that was there before is there, but you're on a different track going then. I think it's highly probable. I think the universe is much stranger than we quite realize, honestly, and this is just one piece of it. One day we'll figure it out and know how it all works. But until that day, it's going to just look very strange to us.
And it may just be here that if our concept of time is not a solid, fixed reality, that what we encounter with UFOs and everything else is also screwed up.
Exactly. There's this hypothesis put forward by the Bank of America finance guys who do research for their stock part of the company, where the high net worth individuals, and they basically came out and within the last 6 months and made a statement that they think there's a 50% possibility or probability that we're living in a simulated reality. Well, and this is, you know, analysts from Bank of America saying this. Well, at a gaming conference up in Northern California about 8 weeks ago, Elon Musk was one of the panelists, and a reporter got up and asked the question, you know, these Bank of America analysts have said that this is a possibility. What's your thought about it? And Elon thought for a second. And again, this is all on YouTube. You can watch it yourself. And he said, well, I think there's a 1 in 1 billionth chance that we're not in a simulated reality. Now, that was his answer. Basically, what he's saying is it's 100% certain that we're in a simulated reality. Nothing that we're seeing or doing in our lives is real. We're all part of like a big computer game. Now, that's pretty mind-blowing to have a guy of his stature make that statement. I don't personally agree with it, but maybe that's just because I don't want to believe it, you know. But
oh, that's really interesting there.
Well,
reality,
it makes you think.
What a concept.
It makes you think, you know, what is reality? How does it get constructed? I'd like to believe that we, from a consciousness standpoint, give input to our reality and how it gets created. I'm not so excited about the idea that this is all simulated and there's somebody else at the controls and I'm just a computer game part in this virtual 3D reality game. But, I mean, again, that's been hypothesized by these Bank of America analysts, and it's was, you know, basically reaffirmed in a much stronger way by Elon Musk, who I think is probably one of the greatest minds of our current time, although there are a lot of detractors to him as well. But I think anytime someone's trying to do something, take man to Mars, build electric cars, get the world to go solar so we're not using coal for energy, I think that's a great thing.
If only we can get our reality straight.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Only on the Paracast could you get your reality straight. So
I don't even know if we can do it here. Don't get me started. Let's kind of go back to MUFON because we can speculate on this all day. And MUFON was started, what, 1969, am I correct?
That's correct.
Okay. All those years, what do you think you've learned about what's going on?
Well, I think we've learned several things. The first thing we've learned is that, number one, UFOs are real. They're intelligently controlled devices operating in and about our planet under the direction of intelligence, whether it's remotely done or the intelligence is on board. So UFOs are real. There's no debate about whether UFOs exist or not. They clearly exist, and there's an intelligence behind them. So that takes you to the next step, which is who is that intelligence and what are they doing? Now, that's a whole different ballgame in terms of figuring that out. Number two, I think we definitely understand that the technology that these craft display and these beings display, we're talking now about telepathy and the ability to move things with mind and psychokinesis and other types of things, that the technologies, if understood and put to peaceful uses on this planet, could have extraordinarily positive implications for mankind. I think that's the second thing we get out of what we see in the data. And the third thing is, absolutely, we need to make it safe for our scientists and engineers to be able to look into this subject and to study it intelligently and in depth so that we can make these breakthroughs. I mean, our biggest inhibitor today is the laugh factor that's been generated or created by our intelligence and military community because they don't want people looking in this direction. They want to do everything they can to discourage it, to make fun of it, to ruin people's lives, who even try to suggest that it's something there. And it's time that stops and that we take charge as a human race and we say, hey, this is important stuff. We need to understand this and we need our best and our brightest looking into it. So those three things. UFOs are real. They're intelligently controlled. There's technology that's significant to us if we put it our minds to figure out how it works and putting it to peaceful use. And we need to make it safe for our scientists and engineers and others to study this without fear of retribution in their jobs, without fear of, you know, being murdered, threatened, or made fun of.
All right. This is what findings you have. To what extent can you prove this to a mainstream scientist?
Well, I think when you're able to sit down with them and take them through the hard data. See, this is what I did when I first got in charge of MUFON. We spent an awful lot of time talking about IFOs. And, yeah, 90% of our cases are probably IFOs. If you really dig deep into them, we can identify what's there. But what's important is the signal. Forget about all the noise. Go to the signal. The signal is very strong that these are structured craft coming from someplace else with extraordinary technology in them. And if you can get people to look at those type of cases, cases like 74282 in our database of a craft that was seen in northern Canada in 2013 by the CEO of a major, well, I say major, of a defense contractor company and a couple of his buddies who he'd taken bear hunting up there into northern Canada. I mean, it is clear that there was something that they observed which was extraordinary, and they were able to capture it on video. Now, the video image got wiped because of the electromagnetic signal, but they were able to capture the electromagnetic signature of the craft, and based on that, he was able to ascertain, and you can read this on our website. It's all free. You can look at it. You can ascertain that it was used to super rotating, counter-rotating electromagnets that were causing this craft to propel itself, to levitate itself, to move. And he actually witnessed it moving at 25,000 miles an hour. Now, how do you know that? Well, because in the blink of an eye, it went from where it was from him, a few hundred feet away, to a mountain range, which was 25 miles away. Well, you know, you figure if that was a five-second trip and it went 25 miles, you can figure out how fast it was going.
Let's do our break here. Jan Harzan joining Gene Steinberg. He's from MUFON. I'm from a certain radio show. You're in
the Paracast.
The award-winning graphic converter, the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. Get 20% off from lemkesoft.de/gene. That's lemkesoft.de/gene. As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We have 3 more seconds, and I'm having a lot of fun here talking to Jan Harzan, and we're looking over what he considers to be the solid evidence. Now, what if we're perceiving this all wrong? We're not seeing the actual events. What we measure can't be correct because we're not seeing what's really going on. Does that drive a little bit of a hole or cause a leak in the evidence?
Not sure I'm following what you're trying to say. Can you say it a different way?
Well, okay. So we see a UFO, and it appears to be flying at a certain rate of speed. But as I said before, what if this is a phenomenon that's so alien to us that our minds at the subconscious level have to make it real and practical in the way we understand things? So if we're not seeing the actual event in the way it's occurring, how do we measure what it does?
That's a good point. I mean, how do you know, right? And so all you can do is take what you've seen and process that. I mean, there is a hypothesis out there that says that this is all simulated, and we're basically being given what you might call like a theater show, if you will. In other words, they're creating this in our minds, and we're really not seeing something physical. It's something that's all made up inside of our minds, basically, a reality. So that's certainly a possibility. I would like to believe that's not true, but that doesn't mean it isn't true. Yeah, I mean, I'd have to say you're right. It could possibly be that.
So we have to make an assumption here. Your assumption will go on the point of reality. Well, it looks real. Let's assume it is, and let's go on that basis, lacking any evidence otherwise. But over the years, we've seen UFOs differently, different shapes, different sizes, possible differences in the entities seen in connection with that. So,
right. Go ahead.
All right. So is it the technology of the UFO nuts, whoever, whatever they are, that's responsible, different civilizations, or our perceptual limitations?
I don't know the answer, honestly, but I think, you know, if you look at what we've seen over the past 60, 70 years, a lot of it is very consistent. I mean, we're seeing structured craft in our skies. These triangles, which most people think are more of a recent phenomenon, actually aren't. We have cases back going back to the 30s of triangular-shaped craft being seen. Orbs, although many of them are misidentified because they're Chinese lanterns or something else, but orbs do exist. I've witnessed one myself. I know they're real. I know how to tell the difference between an orb and a Chinese lantern. But these lights, you know, going back to the Foo Fighters of the early 40s, back in World War II, these same balls of light that follow our airliners today, we get reports occasionally of these and photographs of these balls of light following them. These are some kind of intelligence that exists on this planet, whether it came from someplace else or it's always been here, that we're continuing to see over the same stretch of time, you know, the 70 years of the modern age of ufology. So, I don't know, I'd like to believe that we're seeing things in our own current state of reality as opposed to this is all made up and you're being fed this through some kind of a simulated environment. But that's me.
But how do you account for the differences in the type of craft? How do you account for the differences in the type of creatures? Just so many different varieties, just like I might have a Volkswagen and you have a Ford pickup truck. That's the difference.
Yeah. So that's what I would say. I mean, I just take our own planet. You're driving down the freeway. How many cars do you see that are exactly alike? Unless they're Priuses, which seem to be everywhere.
But you're in L.A., of course. So everybody has a Prius where you live. But the other thing is here, there's a phenomenon here, which is just psychological, that when you have a certain brand of car, you see more of them on the road.
Yeah, that's true. It's called synchronicity, I think. I mean, it's where you, because you're aware of it, you start noticing it. It's like I'll see a word for the first time used, and the next thing I know, I'm seeing it everywhere I read as that word shows up. So, but I was just saying, you know, that these different shapes and sizes of craft, I just look at how many different car companies are there on our planet and how many different styles of car, even within one car company, the Ford Motor Company, they've got, you know, 12 different kinds of cars, and it might be the same way in these spacecraft. Of course, if you're coming from multiple civilizations, it wouldn't be normal that two different civilizations would have built the exact same looking type craft. And then within those craft, why wouldn't you have a sport model and a battle cruiser and a landing craft? I mean, you would expect to see different kinds of things. So I don't see anything too unusual in that. And we do see common shapes. I mean, we see, you know, triangular shapes. We see a disc shape, egg-shaped. The craft does come up quite a bit, star-shaped. And then also the beings. I mean, just look at, if you took someone from Africa and put them next to someone from Europe, put them next to someone from Asia, if you were from someplace else, you might think they're all different, that they really don't have anything in common, yet they're all human beings, right?
We have all sizes and everything else, and we have fat people, and we have thin people we can go into.
Yeah, we got...
Point taken. Okay, let me ask you about some of the anomalous stuff, like, for example, the 1897 airships.
Yes.
Dirigible-type things. Now, we were testing dirigible-type craft during the 19th century. So is it possible some of these stories, not, of course, the ones that obviously were made up by newspapers trying to gain circulation, but the stuff that's still out there, maybe that was it. It was just somebody inventing something and doing a test flight.
Well, I just don't think you'd get a newspaper to write something that they didn't feel was true, because it would impact their credibility. With, you got to realize, communities back in those days were very small. Everybody knew everybody else. So if you were going to put something out that wasn't true, it wouldn't take long for the people in the community to know that was a falsehood and that you were perpetrating it. And they would pretty much lose faith in you as an individual, or you as a company, or you as a publishing house. So I think it's probably not likely that was the case. Now, could things be misidentified? Yeah, I mean, could there be a dirigible, and someone saw a dirigible, and they had never seen one before, so therefore they thought it was a flying saucer from someplace else? That's possible. But I don't even think back in those days that the dirigibles existed. I think the balloons came along much later than that. I think we had balloons, but we didn't have actual dirigibles. I'd have to go look at the research on that, but I believe that's the case. And then, of course, why would you take the time to go bury a body and put a marker on it that has that kind of information? I just don't see it being that funny. I mean, again, these communities were very small. My mother-in-law grew up in a community of less than 500 people in Sawatch, Colorado, which is in the San Luis Valley. That's where she met her husband and married him, and they had my wife. But it was a very tiny community, and we went back and visited it. They have the distinction of having the world's, at least the United States, is only printing press that's the old typeset kind, and they publish a weekly newspaper and send it out to all the people who've lived there, past and present, who've paid for a subscription to it. But, I mean, you look at that tiny of a community, everybody knows each other. Everybody's business is well known. I don't know what guffaw they would get out of making something like this up. Because they're not tricking anybody. Everybody knows everybody else. So I just think it's highly unlikely that happened.
We have Gene Steinberg. We have a late arrival, Gogs Mackay. We have Jan Harzan of MUFON. You're in
the podcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE
offer a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Gox MacKay finally showed up. Were you stuck in traffic or something?
Well, I was stuck with work, but out in the kind of Grampian Highlands, near where the Queen has her kind of summer residence, and there's no signal up in that area for a lot of things, so just couldn't be helped.
You're here now, and we have Jan Harzan, so Jan, meet Gogs.
Hi, Gogs.
Yeah, I was stuck out the road in an area of no signal, and in the kind of northeast Highlands, just for work, couldn't be helped. But glad to be here and meet Jan Harzan for the first time. Hi, Jan.
How you doing? Good to meet you as well.
Now we don't want to cover ground we've already covered, but maybe you want to ask a couple of questions of Jan. To further the discussion, like I said, we've gone through disclosure, we've gone through technology, we've gone through Roswell, what the government may or may not know, that kind of thing. But what would you like to ask?
I've got something. Well, I was going to ask Jan what we were talking about with Bob the other night. What is MUFON, what can MUFON be doing to get more younger people interested in UFOs?
Well, I think the one thing we could do is to transform some of the things we're currently doing. We just revamped our MUFON journal after probably 30 years of putting out in a certain format, and we think that's going to appeal well to kids who like to look at things on their phones or on their tablets. It's a much, much easier to read document. It has all the same information in it. It's just completely been redone using a professional publishing house. And then I think we need to get them excited, get them educated about this. Because what I find when I talk on school campuses about this subject is there's a total ignorance about the historical what has happened in this field. And I think even though they'll all say, absolutely, the extraterrestrials must exist, they have no background in what's going on a daily basis on this planet. It's so well hidden from them. And then, of course, they do everything on their phone, right? It's all done through Instagram and Twitter and to a lesser extent, Facebook for many of them these days. That seems to be now grandma's playground for keeping track of the grandkids. But, you know, we have to talk to them at their level and using their technology and make it exciting for them. Because, I mean, this, what could be more exciting than dealing with people from out there?
John, I'm sure you've noticed yourself, like, over the last few years, the preponderance of paranormal-themed TV shows, reality shows, most with a kind of ghost slant to them. What do you think about the fact that maybe if a UFO conference can you more aim at a wider paranormal kind of catchment in terms of let's get the people who are maybe are just interested in watching stuff about ghosts and ghost hunting on TV and get them kind of maybe into ufology sideways, because there's a huge captive audience for these paranormal shows, the ghost ones on TV, and there are lots of young viewers who do watch this kind of stuff on YouTube, maybe on terrestrial TV as well. And these younger people who, like, would not be going to a UFO conference, maybe don't listen to shows like the Paracast, but I think they could probably get into it. And sometimes I wonder as well, with young people today, because of the idea, the meme of a grey alien and stuff, for the last 40 years, a lot of people got into ufology because it's like, is it real? Are UFOs real? This kind of finding out. And I think maybe millennials, people born, you know, in the last 20 years, they're almost from day one accepting that, you know, there is extraterrestrial life. So to them, it's maybe not such a process of discovery and will we find out the answer or not. I think maybe a lot of young people are not kind of outwardly interested, but they've already kind of accepted it, you know, that the UFO reality already, so they don't see the point in kind of wasting time trying to prove something they think exists already.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think that's exactly where they are. I mean, you watch television and I think that they're like, of course there's probably other people out there. I don't even think they give it a second thought, you know, going back 60 plus years ago in World War II. I mean, we lived in the Mayberry RFD kind of an era where people were just basically struggling to survive. I think the other thing, too, is the kids today don't have, for better or for worse, they don't have to struggle like our parents did to make ends meet, or maybe even many of us had to struggle to get through life. They're born into a time where things are much easier for them, where information is fully free-flowing for them, where there's opportunities for them. Now, maybe not as much anymore, but you know, that they're able to see this stuff and process it much quicker. And I think kids are growing up much faster today. I think, you know, a 13, 14, 15-year-old kid today is eons ahead of where a 14, 15-year-old kid was 30, 40 years ago. So I think they're open to the possibility. I don't think they're going to spend a whole lot of time worrying about it one way or the other. The question is, how do we engage them and get them to be actively involved in it, as many of us are?
I suppose another point to think of is that, say, young people 30, 40, 50 years ago, the kind of any photos or film footage they were exposed to of UFOs, probably very little of that was outright hoaxes, or, you know, maybe some are, but they don't know. But these days, I would imagine anyone kind of giving a casual glance onto YouTube or whatever, typing UFO into Google, whatever, probably 95% of what they will see easily is all fake stuff, CGI, created by these, I'm not going to name them, but there are certain channels on YouTube that just, you know, just almost fully carry very well done but hoax videos trying to make off that they're real. And I can imagine that people now maybe a bit disheartened by just all this fakery out there. I think probably in the early 70s, say, if you bought a UFO book, the photos in it, probably none of them were deliberate hoaxes, maybe misidentification. But now most of the stuff, visual media out there, is outright fake.
Yeah, and we get that. But, you know, honestly, of all of our cases, you know, maybe 10,000 cases a year, we get only 2 or 3, maybe 4% are when we really investigate them, turn out to be hoaxes. And not all of those have video or photos attached to it. So, yeah, the good news is that these digital cameras do actually capture a lot of the information. And so when you look at the exit data on some of these photographs, you can see that although the person may allege that the 3 photos were taken within minutes of each other, you can see one was taken on a different day. So it pretty much blows that story out of the water. We do our best to kind of cull through that stuff and try to check on it, make sure it's what's being purported to be true. And if it's not purported to be, if it's not true, what's being told is we question, why are you telling us something that's not true? And go back to confront the witness. So we're doing our best as an organization to keep as much of the fakery out of the equation. Unfortunately, most other people don't do that. They post things on their sites. They're looking for the latest viral video that they can go make money off of YouTube ads. And there's not a whole lot of vetting of that kind of information. So I think that's one of the ways where MUFON is different, where we're trying to set ourselves apart, not to be haughty about it, but I mean, it's important that when you're talking about such an important subject that you know you're talking factually about it to the greatest extent that you can. And Gene and I have already talked about, well, how do you know you're not being part of a greater simulated reality or that we're just it's the way we perceive things? But in factuality, we do see structured craft. We do see these orbs. We do see these large triangles. And they're being reported all over the place by very credible people. So we know something's going on.
We have Gox Mackay, late arrival for reasons that we accept. We accept his excuse. We have Jan Harzan of MUFON at MUFON.com, by the way, if you want to check it out. He'll give you more information about being a member in our next segment. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the podcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X-large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So it comes down to this really fast, breezy session with Jan Harzan of MUFON. Before we let him go today, he'll give you complete details on how you can become a member. As he says, it starts at $4.99 a month, just like the Paracast Plus is $4.99 a month, and I'll tell you what you get for that and what the options are in just a few moments. So, of course, get your pen, paper, iPad, iPhone, Mac, or PC to write the thing down. I wonder how many people out there actually write with pen and paper. I do. I still take old-fashioned notes. That ages me in ways that we can't. Jan, we kind of hit this before, and I didn't get into the second part of the question, which is about interviewing people and looking at their backgrounds. Have you taken time to see whether people who do report UFOs have had experiences of other things, ghosts, Bigfoot, other so-called paranormal events?
It's not something that's part of the normal investigative process, but it generally does come up because what they'll say is, I've had these other experiences I'd like to talk to you about. We try to, for the purposes of a given UFO report, keep it to that specific event. And then if they have multiple events, we'll try to do those as separate. Then we basically connect them so that we know that these events might be connected. The answer is, yeah, we look into it.
When investigators are investigating a case, I presume you have kind of pre-printed forms for, you know, information to be filled in. Do you ever record any information about any smells that people may experience? We had Joshua Cutchin on the other week, who's done books in this kind of area, the paranormal and kind of smells. Is there anything in a MUFON investigation that takes account of smells?
Well, only in the standpoint that they want to tell about. What we typically capture are the specs on the craft or the actual event that occurred in terms of, you know, shape, size, color, sounds, or there any kind of superstructures on the craft, domes, you know, antenna, other things. Was it making any noise? What type of noise was it making? Were there any entities seen? What did those entities look like? What did they say? What did they do? Smell, I don't believe it's an actual question that we ask, but it's certainly something that would be captured because if it was something that was extraordinary, the witness would say, you know, by the way, I had this smell. That would be captured in just the general text of the description of the sighting. But it's not a data point that we actually have called out that you click on here. It says there was a smell or wasn't a smell, or the smell was the odor of sulfur, or the smell was the odor of coal or whatever. That is not part of the actual database.
Sure.
But if they did have something and they mentioned it, it would get captured that way.
Yeah, but not to tell you how to do your work. But because this is happening occasionally in connection with paranormal events, wouldn't that be worth asking? as a matter of course, because people are not going to remember every detail.
Yeah, well, it's certainly something we can look into. It's not a difficult thing to create another data point for a database. I might just go in there today after this call and just look and see how many people have ever put the word smell in there. And if it's a significant number of cases, here's one example. I mean, my director of research came to us the other day and said, we have this interesting case up in Canada, and it's shaped like a dumbbell, barbell, whatever you want to call it. It's got a ball at one end, a ball at the other, and it's connected by a handle. There's no data point that says under shape that says dumbbell or barbell. We only have a handful of cases. So out of 100,000 cases, we only have like three. Does it make sense to go put that in as a data point, or is it already in there in the narrative? So, yeah, we can go look at that, and I'll certainly make a note here to go explore that. Thank you for bringing it up.
The reason I mention this at all is because this may be the kind of detail that people may not even think of unless they are asked, and that might be the key thing here is to, when you devise your questionnaires, look at things that people mention and see, you know what, maybe we should be more proactive on this.
Perhaps someone who is resolutely ETH nuts and bolts, they may think that it's maybe not quite such an important piece of information to get in an investigation. But if you're the type of person who thinks that maybe UFOs are partly a kind of strange paranormal phenomenon along with other paranormal stuff like poltergeists or whatever, in those cases, if that is true or partly true, then sometimes maybe a smell could be very kind of important. And as John, you mentioned yourself, the sulfur smell, and that does come up quite a lot in various paranormal kind of experiences. But are you resolutely an ETH, classic UFOs are alien spacecraft, or do you keep a bit of your mind open for it could be something even more strange than that, you know, interdimensional, spiritual, whatever?
Yeah, no, I definitely have an open mind to what it could possibly be. I mean, I'm rooting for the extraterrestrial hypothesis, but what I tell people is these craft could be from pretty much anywhere. I mean, they could be extraterrestrial craft visiting here. They could be time travelers. They could be an indigenous species that's on this planet, living under the planet, in the planet. They could be people who are a phase shift, a frequency different than us. They could be interdimensional beings or creatures, craft. They could be demonic, spiritual. So the one thing I will say is that it could be all of these things,
yeah,
because they're not mutually exclusive. We're taking observations from human beings about things that they're seeing and witnessing. What they're seeing could be created by a number of different ways. I don't think it's any one answer. I think it's a lot of different answers. The ones I'm most interested in personally are the extraterrestrial, because I believe that they have developed technology, if they're getting here, that would be very beneficial for us to use on this planet. I'm rooting more against the demonic because I'd rather not have Satan run around running the planet. But I think, again, it's probably all of the above. And the one I didn't even mention was, you know, top secret craft from our own government that have been built.
The other thing we didn't mention, of course, was UFO abductions. I'll just throw this out because we have to end this real soon. One of our popular paranormal bloggers is a fellow from Mexico, Red Pill Junkie is the name he uses. And he was comparing in a very lengthy article, and we published it in the Paracast newsletter, and that is the theory that near-death experiences and UFO abductions have lots of commonalities. Now, I'm going to ask very quickly because we don't have the time. Have you ever looked into that?
Well, I think near-death experiences are another example that our understanding of our universe and how it works and the physics behind it is woefully lacking. So absolutely, are they real? People are having these experiences. I don't believe it's brain oxygen starvation, which some in the medical community are trying to make it out to be. I've talked to too many people who have had these experiences. They're real. They tie back to real people, real events, people long since deceased. So it just tells me that we live in a much stranger universe than we could ever imagine.
Jan Harzan, tell our listeners, please, how they can learn more about MUFON and possibly become a member.
Absolutely. I would invite everybody to go to our website, MUFON.com. On there, you can click on the Join Now button and just look at the offerings we have. We start at $4.99 a month for a basic membership, which gets you the MUFON Journal and a completely new generated members-only type website, which will have information for the public, but also more detailed, in-depth information for members. That'll be rolling out at the end of this month. You'll get your membership badge and some other little perks. You can move up to the classic level at $14.99 a month, which includes the MUFON TV and a whole bunch of good swag. You can see the charts on there. And then finally to $24.99 a month for the VIP level, which gives you a shirt, hat, cap, certificate, poster, and a whole bunch of other neat things. So we'd encourage you to come join us. Your funding by joining MUFON helps us to continue the great work we're doing, and we appreciate each and every one of you who do that.
You can find us on Twitter. Look for the PowerCast. Also take a gander at the PowerCast on Facebook, where we have two, a community and a group, two PowerCast areas. Also, we want to invite you to really show your support for the show by becoming a member of the PowerCast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com. You get a commercial-free version of this show, better quality audio. You get the app to the PowerCast podcast, exclusive to PowerCast Plus members, plus lots of other content. We've added material from our old friend Paul Kimball. More's coming. It starts at just $4.99 a month, our price cheap, and if you go for a year or 5 years or lifetime, it's even cheaper, and for long-term subscriptions, we even give free ebooks. Lots of good stuff there. Go to plus.theparacast.com. Thank you, Gox, for joining us as guest co-host for the final two segments. Jan Harzan, thank you for joining us on the PowerCast.
Well, thank you for having me, Gene. It was great talking to you, gentlemen.
The PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The PowerCast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.